lot of international students are dependent on paid employment to pay their rent. And of course, a lot of international students have lost their employment, and also they're not entitled to any benefits. So this has created huge problems for many international students. Now, a survey of the 7,000 international students in Melbourne and Sydney indicated around about 43% are working, and a considerable proportion of those working depend on the paid employment to cover their living costs. So that's a huge issue.
So what measures can international students, and what measures do they normally take, or have we seen them taking, to deal with these issues that have come up this year?
A lot of international students are already relying on food banks for food. If they're university students, they're in a better position because the universities are providing some support. The New South Wales government has, to its credit, provided a fair amount of support. They've put aside $20 million, and students can apply for 20 weeks of emergency accommodation. So around about 4,000 students have been accommodated through that program, so that's been very important. And, of course, some students have been able to draw on their family back home, but, also a lot of students, their families have been affected. There's been a drop in income. We did a survey which closed in July to look at the impact of COVID, and about half of the students said that the income from their families had dropped. So this is another, a big factor. So students are struggling. They rely on their friends. I'm sure a lot of people are couch surfing. It's a major crisis for international students.
Yeah, so you mentioned in there the government assistance that has been given. Do you think that these measures are adequate for the students? And is there anything more that you think governments should be doing to support both during and once the crisis kind of eases off?
I mean, the federal government's really been, their response has been very, very poor. I mean, basically Scott Morrison told the students to go home if they can. International students bring a huge amount of revenue into Australia, and as we know, our universities and vocational providers are very dependent on international students. So I really do feel the federal government could be doing a lot more in terms of support. The big problem with the state support, the New South Wales government support, is that it's only for 20 weeks and it ends in January. So the big question is, what happens after this? What will happen? Will the support be extended? If it's ended, a lot of international students will be in very serious trouble.
Yeah. I mean, when we look at how much money international students bring into Australia, the numbers that you're saying here, the $20 million, pales in comparison to the amount that they supposedly bring into our economy.
Indeed.
It sounds like, they're not getting a fair return for how much they bring to our economy, but does this suggest that maybe Australia has been too reliant on international students, and now that, they're struggling a bit, the budget's kind of reeling as a result? Are we too reliant on international students?
What has happened over the last couple of decades is that international students have really become absolutely crucial for the financial viability of the post-secondary sector. And it's enabled the federal government to withdraw its, more and more support. Whereas 30 years ago, 80% of university income came from government and domestic students. Now it's around about 40%. The international students certainly have become absolutely fundamental. And I don't think anybody predicted that this would happen. But of course, what I would argue, the lack of support is a real lost opportunity, because, the pandemic will hopefully end at some point. And I think what has happened is that Australia's reputation as a destination for international students has really been tarnished. A lot of international students are saying they will not recommend Australia as a destination because of the lack of support. In other countries, international students have been given support. And, it's very unfortunate to expect these very young people, very often, a lot of international students are, they've just, obviously they're a number of postgraduates, but a lot of them are undergraduates, and they're young and vulnerable. And the other problem is that they can't, a lot of them can't get back to their home country even if they want to, because borders are closed, or alternatively, there are no airfare, there are no flights, or alternatively, the flights are unbelievably expensive. So they really are stuck in Australia, and I do feel that the Australian government could have been a lot more generous.
Yeah, well, Professor Morris, thank you so much for joining us here on Drive. It's been fascinating hearing from you on the subject, and we'll have links up on the podcast to more of the research that you have been involved with if people are interested to find out more.
Thanks very much.